And most ride-on churches will have a list of missionaries they're supporting, because this is God's plan to go into the whole world. And he does it through the body of Jesus Christ. And so each one of us will have our call. And many of us are just called to Anaheim, and others will be called later to some other city, and then maybe to some other country. Our brother Rick McCard, of course, is dyed-in-the-pan fried Mexico guy. He's been going there for 20 years, and he's got a always has a trip in the bulletin, because that's where his heart's at. And God has called him to go to Mexico. And so he takes some folks from our church down there to learn missionary work. And it's all because of the power of the Holy Spirit of God, making Rick and his team witnesses, and you and I witnesses in different situations. Different things will arise that are even surprising to you. And it's so sweet when God does that, because afterwards you know God's used you. Open your mouth and I will fill it. And you never know when that's going to happen. And it's the most wonderful thing, because you sense the power of God. And it's his Holy Spirit. He says that when you're brought before a council, don't take thought. Even take a thought of what you're going to say, because it won't be you that's talking. But your Father, who is in heaven, will be doing the talking for you. Open your mouth and I will fill it, the Lord says. And it is a tremendous thing to see. Sometimes you'll feel like your mouth is out here. And you're going, what is my mouth saying now? Talking about Jesus. Talking about the Lord. It's almost like an out-of-the-mouth experience. You know? Hallelujah. But you know it's God, because the Holy Spirit came upon you as a believer. And you just began to flow in the Spirit of God. And it's awesome. It's such a great experience. And so there it is. He helps us to pray. He gives us power. Now, he also brings us peace. And let's take a look at that scripture. So we go to John, back to John now, chapter 14 and verses 26 and 27. John 14, 26 and 27. And it says this in verse 26 of John 14. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. That's pretty good. You've got a constant teacher walking next to you. No, 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 that's not the way you do it. It's the other way. And you know the way I think it works? Is your heart can either feel, or it can feel, yeah. And when you're doing something right on, the Holy Spirit reaches over and turns your cup up in your heart. Yes, this is it. This is what you do for abundant living in this situation. Yeah, his Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're the child of God and you've just been cup up. Or when you're doing something that's not right, you're going to feel this. And man, sometimes that comes right in the middle of a word, because you've begun to speak out of turn or out of line to one of your friends and say something stupid, and it goes, it's the Holy Spirit turning your cup down, man. And you want to get that cup back up. So you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I wish I could take it back. And say something else better. And it's, he will teach you all things. I love this promise. You are going to be taught of the Lord. Yeah. I will lead you and instruct you in the way you should go. Yeah, I'm going to do that. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. If you ever get a chance to give a Bible study to a group of kids or to a group of adults, even on the phone when you're talking to somebody, and you need a scripture and you can't remember it, God will bring it to you. His Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance all things that I, Jesus, said to you. Isn't that a great promise? Some of us have bad memories. We do. And you know, my mother had Alzheimer's. Yes, she did. But man, she could remember the things of the Lord. It was amazing. And she was really fun to fellowship with. Really fun. Because she had the Holy Spirit. Would bring things to her remembrance. She'll, you never lose that. Never. Doesn't matter how sick you get or how much into Alzheimer's somebody might get. If they know the Lord, they will have His testimony and the things that He said to them. Isn't that precious? And so it goes on now to say, and this is the Holy, in conjunction with the Holy Spirit being there, teaching all things, bringing all things to remembrance. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. This is Jesus talking through the Holy Spirit. Not as the world gives, I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, we can, if we want to, let our hearts be troubled. You might be in just a mood where you want to complain for a while. You don't want any help from God right now. I just want to complain. And I want to have a troubled heart. And I want everybody to feel so sorry for me. And that I'm just so bad off that they don't believe it. And so you can do that. You can let your heart be troubled. You can take off on some big rabbit trail down Primrose Lane. But if you're a Christian, you know in your heart, at any time you want to, you can just stop it. Amen. Just stop it in Jesus' name and say, Lord, give me your peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. As the world gives, I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. In other words, the world gives the peace that is based on circumstance, but we can accept His peace that passes understanding of the circumstances. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And this is part of your inheritance. This is part of the witness, the guarantee of your inheritance, that you can receive peace from the Holy Spirit, from the promise of Jesus, and be taught all things and have all things brought to your remembrance as you need them. This is awesome. Praise the Lord. Now, I'd like to say this about the Holy Spirit before we end tonight on this study. The Holy Spirit always points back to Jesus. Always points back to Jesus. This is a rule that we can follow the Holy Spirit with. Is when we're reading in the Old Testament, we always look for Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And when people maybe want to lift us up a little bit, we always need to point to Jesus. It's the Lord. God's helping me. God's gifting me. I don't want to really, you know, take in that praise, but reflect it back up to the Lord. And now I heard one brother say it this way, that you can say thank you if somebody compliments you, but then you give it to the Lord immediately. You just give it back up to Him right away because it belongs to Him, that people might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And there it is. Now, let's go then to John 15 and see how the Holy Spirit always brings it back to Jesus. John chapter 15 and verse 26. John 15:26 and 27. It says, But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So this is Jesus speaking. He will always testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And so as we testify of Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So he'll never give glory to himself. And we should never have like a worship service dedicated only to the Holy Spirit. But our worship services include the whole Trinity. We're worshiping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the three are one, and they lift each other up, and the Spirit always lifts Jesus up because he's the one that paid for us on the cross. Now, one more scripture then, John 16:13. John 16:13. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. There's a scripture that says that the Lord will guide you continually. Continually. How often is that? Well, that's every single day, every single minute. He will guide you. He will guide you continually into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Now, there's a promise for you. And this is what Bible prophecy is about, and understanding Bible prophecy. The Holy Spirit will show us things to come. That truly, Jesus Christ is coming back again. He's coming for his church. And he is going to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem. And we will rule and reign with him, and be set down with him in his throne, because those promises are there. And so the Holy Spirit witnesses to your spirit that these things are true. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it unto you. And so all of these things that we've seen about the Holy Spirit is part of the guarantee that you have of inheriting the kingdom of God. And God has sealed you with this Holy Spirit. You are his, and we belong to him, and he belongs to us as our Father. Amen. Very good. Well, let's pray together. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for being able to spring from the book of Ephesians about how the Holy Spirit of promise has sealed us. And, Lord, all of these things that he does for us in bringing all things to our remembrance and teaching us all things and guiding us continually. And Lord, just being so very close to us, are the guarantee that one day we're going to inherit all things and be helping you rule and reign from Jerusalem. And we thank you so much, Jesus, for these things, and these things that are irreversible. Lord, just wonderfully promised to each one of us as your people, your children. And so, Lord, thank you again for witnessing to our spirits tonight that we are the children of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand together, and may the Lord bless you and continue to lead each one of you in your walk with him. And just bring about that promise that he'll guide you continually. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord.